שלום, אנחנו לומדים מהספר כתבי בעל הסולם את הפתיחה לחוכמת הקבלה.
Hello, we're studying the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 65. You can ask questions on Kab TV, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. So we are studying the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 65.
Before we learn Torah, we need to prepare ourselves for the study of Torah. Torah is the light that clothes in the corrected vessels. And the Torah is connecting to the Torah. It can be from happiness, not from sorrow. We get the opportunity to be in happiness seemingly from above, and that for us is a symbol that we need to hold on to this degree ourselves, to this level ourselves. And if we come to the lesson and it's not felt here that there's an awakening, there is high spirits, there is focus, something that's really burning, there's this warmth, then we need to create this ourselves, and not to wait for the Creator to do this to us through different means. But if we don't have such a spirit, then we cannot be in spirituality. We can learn wisdom, and not Torah. And not Torah, because Torah we learn only from inspiration, upliftment, hitpa'alut, only from connection, only from happiness. That is why when I see that people don't feel that they must rise, awaken, warm each other, connect, the fact that we're given such a sensation before the lesson, that's very good. It's like the students of Rabbi Shimon. There it's even worse feelings that what they had. For us, it's not. We haven't yet reached this mutual rejection one against the other. But just apathy, lack of mood, things like that, that's a problem that we need to deal with, and everyone. It's not so much a problem like we will have later on. What we'll have is we'll have problems of people not wanting to sit by each other's side. They'll be afraid to sit by each other's side. You listening, Niv? You're laughing? You'll be afraid to close your eyes to not get hit on the head. Huh. He's laughing. Okay, we recorded it, and later on we'll show it to you. If you advance quickly, then you'll see it quickly. Anyway, what I'm saying is we need to work on this. It's really important. The Torah is not studied, but from despair. You hear, Gershon? You should know. Only from upliftment, from hope, gratitude. Okay? What do you want?
I wanted to say that I'm full of inspiration and upliftment from the New York group, that it's a very difficult environment. As you said, it's difficult hours to disconnect from your family every day. It's a huge investment they're making in trying to keep a community and sustaining a place in such an expensive area. So it's our opportunity to pray for the friends, like you told Danny and Mushi this week, that everybody that's weak in the 10 is the 10's problem and not the person himself. So it's an opportunity for the world clear to connect to New York, to help them, even for Italy, that we don't see them on the screen. You flew to them. You gave them a weekend after we haven't seen them for months on the screen. And I feel that with New York, we have an opportunity in the preface to draw the light and ask for those friends. And that it'll be an organ from within us, because the whole morning we're speaking how every 10 has to be concerned about the whole world Kli, and that we'll be able to see the 10s like that and see the whole world like that.
I'm happy to hear what you're saying. Really happy. Because it's good if you speak this way about your friends. And there is such a concern. But you'll see that there'll be nothing out of it, no result. Either we build systems that take care of this, because now I need to take care of the Turkish people that are coming to Bulgaria, how are we connecting groups here, how are we building a world group, and so on and so forth. Each one has their individual goals. I don't think that we can be immersed in every single group. A person isn't capable of doing it. A person isn't capable. We see this in practice. So what you said is very nice, but other than nice words, nothing will come out of it. Nothing. You want something to come out of it, then go ahead, do a system. Few people, they'll be responsible. There is something in New York, I don't know.
I don't know exactly what, I don't know how to help them. I don't know, because at 9 p.m., I don't think there's an issue not to be in the lesson. See, because it's a problem in the spirits, in the inspiration. It's a difficult environment, correct, it is. What's difficult about it? How many groups are there over there in that area, in all kinds of clubs? What's difficult? That everybody's around them, what? Millionaires and businessmen, and only their poor little people just living on the streets? What's so difficult? What, I don't know that environment? What do they have that's difficult? The contrary. They're looking at that pit they're living in. That's difficult. What, it's difficult to separate myself and be in some study or something at 9 p.m.? I don't understand. I can say about Moscow, there it's 5 a.m. And 2 hours ago or 3 hours ago they were, and until they get there, that also takes a long time. It's a lot more difficult than what New York have. New York have the best hours. It's the best hours. What do you want? 7, 8, 9 p.m. I used to live there for weeks and months, and there wasn't any problem to come to a lesson. It's just desire, only desire. Yes. I just want maybe to elaborate on what Neve said. Maybe it's not clear. Since you brought this up about the groups in North America, especially New York and Toronto, so in the English department, we put that as a target. Like we have a goal about students, so now we have another goal of strengthening the groups in North America. We started gathering friends that have experience and that, like Niv, that he's in the social committee in Israel. Osa Michalev volunteered to be part of it in Gilkedem, and we're going to take it as a project. We're going to start working with the Arvut team there. We have a meeting tomorrow to see how we strengthen those groups. We don't exactly know what to do, but we know we want to put together a system to take care of it. It is one of our goals. We're working towards it. And we're asking for your thoughts and support of the Kli that we will be able to put together a system that will strengthen the friends, that they will be a beneficial part, and we'll all be a beneficial part in the connection between us. So I'm going back to translate. Okay. I have nothing to add. It's been years already like this. So, preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 65. The place for the four worlds, Abiyah, and the Parsa between Atzilut and Biyah. 65. Thus we have learned that Tzimtzum Bet occurred only in Partzuf Nekudot Desag, positioned from Tabur, the Ak, downward, through its Siyum Raglin. That is, above the point of this world. Know that all the changes that followed that second restriction came only in that Partzuf, Nekudot Desag, and not above it. When we said that above, through Malchut's ascent to half of the Tiferet De'ak, she ended the Partzuf, and the lower half of Tiferet and Nehim De'ak came out of the form of empty space. This did not occur in Tanhi De'ak itself, but only in Tanhi of Partzuf Nekudot De'ak De'ak. Yet these changes are considered mere raising of man in Ak itself. In other words, it clothed in these changes to emanate the ten Sfirot de Nikudim themselves, though no change was prompted in Ak itself.
Shilot.
Questions. Read again. No, you didn't start hearing yet.
Subtitle, the place for the four worlds, Abiyah, and the Parsa between Atzilut and Biyah. 65. Thus we have learned that Tzimtzum Bet occurred only in Partzuf Nekudot Desag, positioned from the Tabu, the Ak, downward, through its Siyum Raglin. That is, above the point of this world. Know that all the changes that followed that second restriction came only in that Partzuf Nekudot Desag, and not above it. When we said that above, through Malchut's ascent to half of Tiferet De'ak, she ended the Partzuf, and the lower half of Tiferet and Nehim De'ak came out in the form of empty space. This did not occur in Tanhi De'ak itself, but only in Tanhi of Partzuf Nekudot Desag De'ak. Yet these changes are considered a mere raising of man in Ak itself. In other words, it clothed in these changes to emanate the ten Sfirot, the Nikudim themselves, though no change was prompted in Ak itself.
Shilot.
Questions.
No, not kill me. Myself.
Let's start from the end.
First question: how can it be that from meeting Binah and Malachut, no influence, no impression happened below?
No.
I didn't get it.
It's written in this whole part that the change only happened in the Tzimtzum of Nekudot Desag.
Yes.
But there was an encounter between Malchut and Tanhidak. It didn't get any influence. How could that be from this meeting?
Ak? What's it got to do with Ak?
Ak, it means only above the Tabu?
Only what's Tabur? Only Nekudot and Saka works, because they came below.
They went below and they mixed at some point with the Tanhidak.
Yes, and only Tzimtzum Bet works on them. On the Deak, there was no Tzimtzum Bet, no second restriction. We're talking, and then we're talking about Nihi of Sag.
It's clear that there wasn't Tzimtzum Bet and Sag alone, but why is it written that there was no change in them? Why didn't they get any influence? That was the goal of the Nekudot, to cause a change, to work on some vessels there.
This influenced them, and they reached a state that they illuminated the fourth prina, the will to receive, to the points of Sag, and as a result of that, the points of Sag were restricted. But the Nihi themselves, they're clean of all of these things. It doesn't work on them. It doesn't work on them. You can't add anything. Look at the drawing here. Let's go over it again. Galgalta does a zivug in her head, in her rosh. The light expands and is purified from Bitush Pnim and Makif. Ab comes out, 4x3, Reshimot, expands, purified again from Bitush Pnim and Makif. Sag comes out, 3/2, meaning the illumination of Chochmah is still here, on the level of Gimel, of 3. It expands and starts being purified. When it starts purifying, the Gimel of the Itlabshut disappears. The Bet of Itlabshut remains until Bet of Aviyut, sorry, until it purifies to Aleph of Aviyut. So here it is Bet.
Gimel Bet.
And here it's Bet. And when it comes here, it's Bet Aleph. And then, by having Chasadim here, they awaken the fourth Bchina. And then by that, the points of Sag are restricted until the Parsa, until this new limit, meaning below Parsa, the upper light cannot appear. And the Reshimot from this Parzuf, from this whole Parzuf, the Reshimot, especially what there is here below Tabur, from Tabur until the Siyum, the Reshimot rise back to where the Parzuf came out of, meaning from Peh of Rosh of Sag. And then in the Rosh itself, Nikvenaim of Rosh of Sag, and then there became a Zivug on Bet Aleph, 2x1, of the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, in Nikve Enaim of Rosh of Sag. And then from this Rosh, this is called Rosh here, from this Rosh a Paratzuf comes out and it expands wherever it can, it spreads, meaning in Keter, Abba and Ima, and Zon. It's all in Galgalta Enaim.
That's it.
Or you can draw it like this, Galgalta Enaim of Keter, and Achap of Keter. Achap. This is the Keter. on it you clothe Galgalta Enaim and Achap of Abba and Ima. And on that you put Galgalta Enaim and Achap of Zon. Galgalta Enaim and Achap of Zon. This is the partsuf of Katnut. It's better here not to illustrate this because this wasn't here, but Achap. What happened with Achap of Nikudim in this case? It's inside Galgalta Enaim of Keter. He didn't go out. This is the partsuf of the world of Nikudim in Katnut. Galgalta Enaim of Keter, Galgalta Enaim of Abba Ve'ima, Galgalta Enaim of Zon. That is how this place divided up to us from Tabur until Siyum.
Ken.
Yes.
The malchut that ends raises in Tzimtzum Bet to the top part of Tiferet of Guf in the Parsa. So I wanted to ask,
this is Tzimtzum Bet.
It really rises, or he stops using it? It remains below and they don't use it?
It's always a question. Does it rise or does it fall? Does the Malchut itself rise? Or is that her limitation? You need to answer yourself in this. There are no ups and downs, but only the reception of forces of new conditions. That's what changes in spirituality. What's the rising Malchut? It's control. Qualities. The control of the qualities.
Usually when the Rishimot rise, so it's after purification, and we call it Nekudot, right?
Yes, this is the raising of the Rishimot.
Also here it's...
No, this is a force, this is Bchina Daled.
No, I'm asking afterwards, when they go up to Rosh Desag, that's also Nekudot, or it's something new? The Rishimot that rise to Rosh Desag from Nigbe Enayim.
Rishimot from this entire Partsuf, all this Partsuf that came down here below, and got all the impression from this round that took place here, with the connection to Nehi of Ak, that all of this finished being formulated. So first of all it was Aleph, then it was 2, then it was 3.
That 3,
this is the raising of the Rishimot.
It's not Nekudot like in the regular Patsufim that they rise the Rishimot to the Rosh. We call it Nekudot usually, right?
What do you want to say here? That it's Nekudot or what?
Is there also a kind of Bitush in the Parsar, or is it something else?
No, no. It just took place in the rising of the Nekudot of Sag from this point here in Tabor until the Peh of Rosh of Sag. In this ascent, these points of Sag fell below, integrated with Nehi of Ak, drew from them the awakening of Bchina Daled, got restricted, and in the Rishimot they joined Rosh of Sag. Rosh of Sag does a zivug on them and builds the world of Nikudim. And besides, Rosh of Sag also does a zivug on the regular Rishimot.
Rishimot Ragil.
The regular Rishimot. which is
Bet Aleph.
Bet Aleph. And from that, it turns out, from that comes the new Ma, Ma HaChadash. Then it purifies and comes another Partsuf. This is Bon. The new Bon. Two parts of him. It is just to complete one Galgalta, Ab 2, Sag 3, the upper Ma 4, and upper Bon 5. Five parts of him, and everything that comes out other than that, the Nekudot of Sag, with everything that's happening here, all of these things, that is a new matter, something new that isn't related to Adam Kadmon. All these parts of him and what takes place here, it's all Adam Kadmon. That's it. And this is the world of Nikudim. And the world of Nikudim is the most important one to us. Why? It is the most important because we have here a connection between Bina and Malchut. That's what is important. The quality of bestowal, the quality of reception, that mix, and then that's why what comes from them is the next level of expansion of all of reality. Yes, Shai.
Until Rosh of Sag, every Rosh only has one calculation and then goes to the next Patsuf. There's a Rishimo of Itlapshut, the Navaviut, and he performs a Zivug, no other Rishimot. Here we have many Rishimot.
As if there's a lot of calculations here that the Rosh in Sag does.
It's not exactly the same Rosh the Sag, but Rosh the Sag performs another Rosh. It's a Rosh where the upper mind, upper bun, come out. Oh, what did I write here? Oh, what did I write here? No. And you're not saying anything. Ma Elyon, the upper Ma, and upper bun, Elyon. The Ma Chadash, the new Ma, is the world of Atzilut. Why are you all not saying anything? On purpose. Nice. Okay. And I'm senile already. Okay. So what are you asking?
No, why is it the same name, Rosh of Sag, if it's a lot of calculations?
Because it's the same Rosh.
But it's a Rosh that works a little bit differently. The other Rosh, one calculation was
Rosh of Tzimtzum Aleph, Rosh of Tzimtzum Bet. There are a lot of reasons, but it's the same Rosh. Actually, it's the same Rosh.
Ma.
What?
It's
written that in Ak itself, these changes are only referring to raising of man.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Only raising of a deficiency, and according to that new deficiency, Ak can now clothe in those deficiencies in order to perform more actions.
Meaning the fact that Bina, that Nekudot of Sag, expand there, the quality of Bina, that is considered for him as raising of man.
No, raising of the man. It's like we have raising of Rishimot from above downward to the Rosh. Here, we have raising of man. It's the same thing. A deficiency that rises to the Rosh of the Partsuf is called raising man.
Ot Samichvav.
Item 66. As soon as the Tzimtzum occurred, during the ascent of Malchut to Bina, even before the raising of Man and the Zivug that was made at the Nikve Naim De'ak, it caused Partzuf Nekudot De'sag De'ak to divide into four divisions. One, Kachab Chagat, up to its Chazeh, are considered the place of Atzilut. The two lower thirds of Tiferet, from the Chazeh down to the Siyum of Tiferet, became the place of the world of Bria. Three, its three Sfirot Nehi became the place of the world of Yetzirah. Four, the Malchut in it became the place of the world of Asiya. Again, item 66. As soon as the Tzimtzum occurred during the ascent of Malchut to Bina, even before the raising of Man and the Zivug that was made at the Nikve Naim De'ak, it caused Partzuf Nekudot De'sag De'ak to divide into four divisions. One, Kachab Chagat, up to its Chazeh, are considered the place of Atzilut. Two, the two lower thirds of Tiferet, from the Chazeh down to the Siyum of Tiferet, became the place of the world of Bria. Three, its three Sfirot Nehi became the place of the world of Yetzirah. Four, the Malchut in it became the place of the world of Asiya.
We also learned this with you, that the same distance, meaning, here is the place for Olam HaAtzilut. Okay. This is Galgalta Enayim, and here's the Achab, that's divided into Ozen. This is the place for Olam Abriya, Chotem, the place for Olam Hayetzira, and Peh, the place for Olam Asiya. Clear questions? Yeah.
Unclear why, when it restricts from Siyum to Parsa, there's room for three worlds, three Olamot.
Because these areas are different.
In what? Below Parsa, there's Tzimtzum Bet.
He explains it. No, did you read it? Read it again. He didn't hear.
Item 66. As soon as the Tzimtzum occurred during the ascent of Malchut to Bina,
Malchut is here, Bina is here, and Malchut ascends to Bina.
Even before the raising of Man and the Zivug that was made at the Nikveh Naim De'ak,
only from the Tzimtzum,
it caused Partzuf Nekudot De'sag De'ak to divide into four divisions. One, Kachab Chagat, up to its Chazeh, are considered the place of Atzilut. Two, the two lower thirds of Tiferet, from the Chazeh down to the Siyum of Tiferet, became the place of the world of Bria. Three, its three Sfirot Nehi became the place of the world of Yetzirah. Four, the Malchut in it became the place of the world of Asiya.
So what did you say, Niv? He's not saying anything there. What did he say? He doesn't say why it divided. So I'll tell you. Or maybe he writes it right afterwards. I don't remember. It's clear to us that Aleph is a place that there's only vessels of bestowal. Galgalta ve'enayim, vessels of bestowal, right? Galgalta and enayim. Now, from the Achap, you always have, in the Achap you always have Ozen, Chotem, and Peh. Achap. What's the difference between them? Why is it not just vessels of reception and that's it? Because the lower two-thirds of Tiferet, even though they already belong to vessels of reception, supposedly vessels of reception, they kind of still belong to Bina. It's vessels of reception of Bina. That's why they're not the actual vessels of reception. Their job is to take from someone and give it to someone else. So they're not actual vessels of reception. Only in order to pass it onward, to pass something to someone, they have to be in a desire to receive, but they don't use it for themselves. They don't have it in their nature. That's it. They're just a passage. So the Ozen, Zat of Bina, or the place for Olam HaBriah, completely doesn't belong to receiving. That's why from Olam HaAtzilut to Briah, there's a special illumination. Chotem, what's the thing about Chotem? It's like Zeranpin, a desire to receive. Yes, desire to receive. But it doesn't work on its own. He doesn't have enough of youth. He doesn't pull it for himself. You give some, yes. You don't give, no. He needs something. He cries. He depends on others. He doesn't have an intensity of itself to come and take and steal or kill, like in Malchut. That's why there's a division. And in according to that, the olamot, meaning the vessels from Ozen to Chotem to Peh, that can already be corrected in part, so they, in according to that, are different, but they can exist there. Meaning, all in all, the place, the area is broken, it's a bad place, it's an egoistic place, and in it there's some like little islands that already exist in order to bestow. What?
This division is clear, but it's unclear why, and he emphasizes that it's before there is another zivug. It's as if from outside of the tzimtzum.
From the tzimtzum, only according to the character of the vessels themselves of Nekudot Desag. And it's vessels of Nekudot Desag.
The tzimtzum that was made there to the light, it creates three different manners of a will to receive there.
You have another 1,000 kinds that light comes out. The vessels are revealed. Before that, the light covers all the vessels. They're on bestowal. That the light departs, so every kli just starts. You can start seeing what it is. Okay. What are you asking about, Rachamim? Just to the point. Be careful.
How do the Nekudot of Sag know to go below Tabor and to divide to four once until Parasa, Tzilut, second time?
According to the nature of the will to receive in them. That's your answer.
Thank you very much.
Only according to the nature of the will to receive, the will to receive that is before the upper light, that's how it divides towards the upper light. But the question is okay. What?
You said that these are desires that are below in this empty place. You said that these are desires in order to bestow. In the previous letter, you wrote that it's an empty space.
Either before the Tzimtzum or after the Tzimtzum.
After. He writes after.
After the Tzimtzum, what are you speaking about? About the restricted place?
Yes.
The restricted place that the Tzimtzum is working on is a vacant, empty place, yes?
So what are desires in order to bestow, like you mentioned before?
Where?
In that place, in Abia.
No, it doesn't have. It's not whether they have light or don't. We're speaking about the nature of the place itself. The place is a desire. So different desires exist in this place. And in these desires we have, it's called Ozen Chotem Peh. Such qualities.
We should differentiate between their potential.
Why potential? It's in their nature. It's in their nature. The same Nekudot Desag that descended downward. They went downward, they mix with Nehideak, and then they ascend back to the place they came out from, Pedosh, the Sag. They reach there, and there all kinds of things happen with them. But when they went down and mixed, even before they mix with Nehideak and everything, they are 10 Sfirot. When they mix with Nehideak, the Nehideak work on them in their will to receive. There it's the will to receive of Pchinat Daled. And towards Pchinat Daled, the Nekudot Desag are divided into four. Atzilut Bria Yetzirah Asiya. Four areas.
No.
Well, they themselves are divided towards the big will to receive that works on them. That's how we see who they are. The place that doesn't want anything. A place is called a desire that doesn't want anything. That's a place for Olam Atziyud, Gilgalta and Naim. And their Achap is the Achap. It's Ozen Chotem Peh, divided into three parts. Three kinds of desires. The desire of Zad Debina, Zer Anpin, and Malchut.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe a slightly different question. How can a place exist without light? How can a desire exist without light? What holds it?
The light holds it, but not the light that pulls and receives in order to bestow, but obviously the desire is completely under the light. If the light could disappear, if a light disappears, so also the desire disappears, if that's how you're asking. There's always an illumination that sustains the desire. Just as we discover in the universe that there's kind of an illumination, a small kind that is always there. Radiation, what? Background radiation, you said? Okay, yeah, there is such a thing.
No.
Not here. Yeah.
Rav, posso vorrei capire dal disegno, no, che avete fatto giù sotto al Parsa quando si crea il Parsuf di Zon e quindi va giù sotto il Parsa, poi dite.
Once I understand, according to your drawing, below Parsa, there's the Pertzuf of Zon.
E poi dite, lo cancello, perché non sta effettivamente in quella zona. Che cosa vuol dire?
Sotto Parsa. And then this Pertzuf of Zon is nullified when it's below Parsa. I want to understand what that means.
What's he speaking about? Which zone? Zone of Nikudim?
Yes, zone of the world of Nikudim.
This.
No, giù. Poi, esatto, sì. Perché la linea prima va giù, no?
No, this zone doesn't expand below the Parsa. He can't expand there. We're speaking of Katnut of the world of Nikudim, where everything works only in Galgalta Ve'naim, and Achapim are inward. And Galgalta Ve'naim and Achap inside it. No more. Only Galgalta Ve'naim is what we see here. This is Katnut of Olam Nikudim. Afterwards will come Gadlut, so the Achapim will open up, and then we'll have Gadlut in Keter, in Abba Ve'ima, and in Zon. And that will cause the shattering.
No.
Well,
we see two phenomena here, which are the main ones from Malchut rising to Bina. It's man and the world, the place for the world, for the Olamot, which didn't have previously. What's the difference between the two?
We're not there yet.
Rav, can you please explain again what these 1, 2, 3 are? What does it mean that Galgal to receive Chasadim and to give the Aviut Daled?
I don't understand. Somebody understand what he's asking about? The picture 1, 2, 3 is Galgal Tapsag. Below Tabu Wars 1, 2, 3.
Rav, you're at 3 stages there.
3, this. Can you speak of what you want without 1, 2, 3? What are you asking?
What does it mean that Galgalta receives Chasadim?
Galgalta receives Chasadim.
When points of Sag goes down, and it includes with
Nekudot the Sag go below. They mix with Neideak, and from Neideak they don't get Chasadim. They get an addition of the desire of Pchinat Daled.
No.
Yes.
What's 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, 3, you're speaking about these 1, 2, 3? Or this one? Where's my green one? 1, 2, 3. A red one, it's this Nekudot Desag. 2 is when they mix with Neideak, and 3 when they restricted themselves and rose upward. So what are you asking?
If you can explain this, Rav.
Nekudot Desag. From this purification of the Nekudot, they descend downward. They are close. Why? They're close to Nehi of Ak, because these are Chasadim and they are Chasadim. And then they mix, and from this mixing between them, Bchinat Daled wakes up and bestow or influences Nekudot Desag. That's why they restrict themselves, the desire to receive the part that belongs to the Achap, the part of their Galgal Te'anayim, the desires to bestow, they aren't impressed by Bchinat Daled. So that's why after the second restriction, Simtzum Bet, what remained, only this area in practice, so the Reshimot from it rise upward, and they determine that the Zivug won't be in Malchut, in its 10 Sefirot, but only in the part that is until Nikbeinayim. And then the Zivug on Bet Aleph, but Tzimtzum Bet. But Bet Aleph, that isn't Tzimtzum Bet, just a regular Bet Aleph, on that the Ma Elyon Potsuf comes out.
Maot.
What else? I don't know. Who else wanted to ask there?
No.
Yeah.
If I can ask, if I understood correctly, this is the first time that there is the integration of the upper Achap in Galgalta of Enayim of the lower one.
Let's say yes.
Okay, and this is actually a result of the Tzimtzum of Bet Aleph of the second restriction, but the second restriction is very complex. It comes in a different Rosh because it has already
a restriction is a restriction on the world to receive. If the limitation is on the upper one, it also works on the lower ones.
No.
Yeah.
The nekudot of sag, which are restricted, they raise the reshimot from nekudot of sag to rosh of sag.
Yeah.
If there are many reshimot that rise, not one reshima.
As much as they rise, doesn't matter.
Let's say a group of reshimot rise. Why is there only one zivug and one peretzuf coming out of it?
Why? Except for that. So, on nekudot de sag, that they didn't descend downward, you get Ma'elyon and Bon Elyon. On the nekudot de sag that did go below, you have a partsuf of Olam HaNikudim in Katnut.
On the partsuf of the world of Nikudim in Katnut, there are a few reshimot, and one partsuf comes out.
We're speaking about the biggest reshimot. That's what determines.
What does it mean?
What it means, that in a drop of seed, you have information on the entire human, on everything that will be in it. We always speak about the highest discernment, the biggest one, the one that includes everything.
Meaning we have four or five reshimot that rose above, and from them the greatest one, the most significant one?
No, they're all included. There's thousands of reshimot, thousands. So what? What does it bother you? You just have to speak about the actions and quality. What works here? What is the light, the creator? What's a created being, the will to receive? What's the connection between them? In what way they can reach equivalence, mutual bestow, and so on? That's what you have to talk about. The reshimot there, as much as we know, we won't know. Go into part 4 of Hestaklut Pnimit. You'll see there's 20 kinds of Ochozer, 30 kinds of Reshimot, and so on. You think that he's giving you everything? No. Also not. You can't explain all these details. It's endless. It's the particles are infinite. You can speak about them only in a purposeful way, but not get into every little detail. You can't divide it into details. It's infinite. It's like us, in our thought, in our whatever. We activate, or we're activated by thousands of forces. Can you you speak about a principle? That's how we're built. We don't have another choice. Okay? Same thing we have with the Big Ten. If we will understand how we work with it, and our individual ten, and again with it, and again our ten, how we bestow one another, how we're activated one with the other, that's the key. That's the key to understand the spiritual changes. That's why, throughout the day, I recommend it. Be in this, integrate in this, and you'll be rewarded. This is the blessed place for the spiritual path. And
notice for conclusion.
Oh, an announcement? What, from Nuremberg? Okay, well, they're so beautiful, and there are many sitting, waiting. Well, Nuremberg.
Hello to all the world. Kli would like to give a short update about our group. First of all, regarding dissemination, we can't hear.
We can hear you. We can hear you. Hello.
Can you hear?
No, we can.
Our group exists since 2009. This year, we're celebrating 10 And we've reached a conclusion that the friends must support each other and create a positive environment. We have 1/10 of men and 1/10 of women. We have a physical center, part of our group is physical, the other part is virtual. A lot of gratitude for our women's ten, that's very supportive, giving us a lot of strength.
Когда есть женская сильная часть. У нас нету барьеров языковых. Мы друг друга понимаем на двух языках, и на русском, и на немецком. Так как у нас есть...
We also have German speakers and Russian speakers, and we have no problem. As a result of the language, we understand one another, we complete one another.
Поэтому, пользуясь случаем, хотел бы пригласить все европейское кли.
We'd like to invite all the European Kli to come to us, to invite everyone, so that we'll be able to share from our experience about building a physical group, about how it is to exist, to live in a physical group. We have instructors who teach in Kab Academy.
Guys, group, Nuremberg. Better us, just tell us briefly, what are you doing in order to reach the Congress and to connect everybody? That's what we care about. The rest, this isn't important.
No.
Well?
Хорошо, конкретно тогда. Из нашей группы едет 99% нашей группы, женщины, мужчины.
So 99% of the men and women are coming to the convention.
Oh, way to go.
One of our friends, Jürgen, is responsible for all the technical aspects of the convention.
Good. Who's that 1% that's staying in Nuremberg and isn't coming to Bulgaria? Show me that 1%. Show him to me. Who is he? The one wearing black in the middle?
Tov.
Okay. So, we still have time to put pressure for everybody to come. Don't let them leave a 1%. What's 99? In spirituality, 99 or 0 is the same thing. I'm telling you, also in the group in a 10. If it's 99%, no group. No group. Try it. Try. We'll help. And
the World Gathering of Friends this evening, 6:45 p.m. We invite our friends from the world clear to unite, to connect, and to be together in our World Gathering of Friends. With that, we'll conclude. Thank you and have a great day.
Come on, people, gather round
above this time and space.
Come on, people, gather round,
let's find a higher place.
Come on, people, gather round,
the circle awaits.
Come on, people, gather round,
put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind, your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together, so get up on your feet. Completing the circle,
come our way.
Completing the circle,
unite and play.
Completing the circle, let the love shine.
gather round above this time and space. Come on, people, gather round. Let's find a higher place. Come on, people, gather round. The circle awaits. Come on, people, gather round. Put a smile on your face. Clear your senses, free your mind. Your heart will keep the beat. Let's all sing together. So get up on your feet. Completing the circle. Come my way. Completing the circle. Unite and play. Completing the circle. Let the love shine night and day. Completing the circle. Come my way. Completing the circle. Unite and play. Completing the circle. Let the love shine.